A lot of fanfare this week in North Korea in honor of Chinese President Xi Jinping's visit. It was a propaganda coup for North Korea's Kim Jong-un, too. After all, this was the first time a Chinese leader visited Pyongyang in 14 years. In North Korea, propaganda can come in many forms: marching songs, billboards, and apparently stop-action animation. North Korean TV has been airing a kids' show that pits fluffy bunnies against an evil wolf that invades their territory, which makes the world's Patrick Nguyen wonder, who's the wolf here, and what's the message?
The screams of a dastardly wolf. Shot with an artillery cannon. That's what he gets for invading the territory of our heroes, plump little bunnies with perky ears and round, innocent eyes. But make no mistake, violate their homeland and you will suffer.
Yes!
They will dump rocks on your head. And they will laugh and sing as you scream. In this scene, that arch-villain wolf has been forced into a hole by the bunnies, and they are stoning him to death. The bunnies are brutal, but brutal in a Tom and Jerry way. The bunnies are proud, clever, comrades till the end. The wolf is like Wile E. Coyote. He gets killed over and over. But never really dies, always coming back to scheme and plot, though the bunnies are steadfast in their resistance. We don't know too much about Bunny Brothers and the wolf. Our colleagues at BBC Monitoring, they analyze media around the world, they saw it airing recently on North Korean state TV. And they say it would have been cleared by the propaganda department, currently directed by Kim Yo-jong, the younger sister of Kim Jong-un. I doubt she had anything to do with these bunnies because she got the job kind of recently, and this animation looks dated. You know the old Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer from the 1960s?
What's so funny about the way I talk?
Well, don't get angry.
It looks like that. But North Korea is very proud of the animation studio that appears to have produced Bunny Brothers. It gets praised on TV. Kim Jong-un himself recently stopped by to congratulate its workers. And they make a lot of kids' shows, like this cartoon, Squirrel and Hedgehog. It's about peace-loving squirrels and hedgehogs who are invaded by, that's right, evil wolves. Wolves with military uniforms and machine guns. So, what is the deal with all of these wolves? To figure this out, I called someone in North Korea, an Australian, Alec Sigley. He runs a tour company there called Tongil Tours, but he's also at a university in Pyongyang, studying North Korean literary themes. He says there's a word you should know, Sunyangi, which means wolves.
Sunyangi is often used to refer to the American army. Sunyangi mijenum, the wolf-like American imperialist bastards.
The wolf is sometimes used to represent Japanese soldiers, he says, but more often, Americans.
The cultural stereotype of bloodthirsty outside invaders is one that is quite strong, and it certainly has at least some historical basis.
Historical basis in the Korean War, when America, quote, burned down just about every city in North and South Korea both. That's from Curtis LeMay, the U.S. general in charge of the bombing. It was awful. And it laid down the granddaddy of all narratives in North Korea. Evil foreign powers will try and try, but they will always be repelled by the scrappy underdogs. Or, in this case, bunnies. So that settles it. The bunnies are North Korea. America is the treacherous wolf. Mystery solved. Right?
You shouldn't assume everything is about politics in North Korea. Rabbits are occasionally just rabbits.
Fyodor Tertitsky is an analyst with the outlet NK News. He can speak Korean in the northern dialect. I sent him some short clips of the Bunny Brothers, and He's not convinced it has any hidden message.
North Korea is usually not very subtle. They would just say that the evil American bastards must die.
So am I doing the American thing where I think everything in the world is really about us? Fyodor has me wondering. He says it's like a Russian watching Star Wars and thinking, ah, Luke Skywalker is actually the CIA, and Emperor Palpatine is actually the General Secretary of the Soviet Communist Party.
Because, like, it's an American film, it was made during the Cold War. Well, of course it should be about Americans fighting the Soviets, because what else can it be?
So mystery unsolved, I guess? Maybe the wolf is just a wolf. Maybe North Koreans, Americans, everyone, we just like Tom and Jerry-style violence. Simple as that. Because actually, there's another cartoon that was once a big hit in North Korea about a tiny underdog outsmarting a giant tormentor. That show? Yep, it's Tom and Jerry. Only in Pyongyang, they call it the magic world of a mouse in the north. For The World, I'm Patrick Nguyen.
Want to see those plucky rabbits trample the big bad wolf? We've got them at theworld.org.